So this afternoon, we're joined in studio by our lovely Gail and Kaylee. Greetings and salutations to you both.
Hello.
Now, Gail, a couple of days ago, an email from you popped into my inbox, yep. And I was so moved by your email. So tell me about your email.
Okay. It's just something that I wanted to do to share with others that maybe have gone through the same thing that Kaylee and I have gone through, and to show that it's actually not the end of the world, and it can actually be amazing. So your life doesn't change like you think it's going to.
Okay, so what is the story you're talking about?
I'm talking about my daughter being gay. It actually started for me about 10 years ago when I came across a letter that her partner at the time had written, and it was like a love letter, but to me, I thought that girl was just a very good friend, and I did confront her about it, and my reaction today, I'm extremely ashamed of it. Not that there was any feeling of disgust. What it was from me was hard for her that, how are people going to react to her? And you know that your child is your child, and you don't want that. But she actually said to me, no, Mom, it was just a phase. I'm not gay. And I believed what I wanted to believe. I didn't even tell my husband because I didn't want him to look at her in a different way. It was like such a burden.
I think it's sad because I think a lot of parents lose so much
valuable
time with their
people. I lost 10 years of her life that I didn't know about. I mean, how stupid is that?
It's fear driven though, isn't it?
It is fear. And you know what it's fear of? It's not fear of me. It was fear for her because people are still have got blinkers on about it. But anyway, then eventually she was living at home then, and then she moved out, and I didn't know at the time it was a partner that she'd been with for 2 years. I didn't even know about that. I mean, how sad is that? And then the night before her partner at the time passed away, it was the night she came to us. She came in the house and said, I need to tell you something. Sit down. And I knew. I just knew. And she started talking about this girl, and I finished her sentence for her, and I said, she's your partner. And she just burst out crying, and she just said to me, Mom, I'm sorry. Dad, I'm so sorry. We were all standing there crying, and I said to her, don't be sorry, for that's who you are. You don't need to apologize for that. Sorry.
No, it's. I mean, I'm sitting here with eyes that are pulled because I can imagine that experience as a family.
But Jane, the biggest thing for me was this relief that, oh, it's out, it's fine. And I felt like 40 kgs lighter. I can't tell you. It was just amazing. And I thought, well, everything's the same. She's the same girl today that she was yesterday. She's no different. And yeah, my husband was...
That's my question. How was he? Because he didn't see
this
coming.
He was crying. My husband's not a man of many words, and him and Kaylee are very, very close. He took a little bit longer than I did, but remember, I had suspected for a lot longer. So, yeah, but now she's moved back at home. She's back at home with us. It's fantastic.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.
Now, Kaylee, you've been sitting here quietly, obviously seeing your mum crying and me having tears roll down my cheeks.
Yeah.
What was that moment like when your mum found the letter and then that whole kind of scene outplayed where she was, I assume, defensive?
It was almost a bit of, okay, now she knows. And then it was a, oh no, she hasn't accepted. And it was just a matter of, have I disappointed? What am I going to do? Do I put my back up against the wall and say either accept it or do I deny? What do I do?
What would you say to someone that's battling to come to terms with telling their parents that they're gay?
Do it. I should have done it a long time ago. As hard as what it is who you are, and it's not going to change. So my life over the last 2.5 years has been the best it's been over 10 years. Only because I don't have to watch my back all the time. I don't have to think, if I go here with my partner and someone sees me, is it going to get back to my parents?
It's like living with a dirty secret.
It's very difficult to live a double life. It's easier to deal with the disappointment, so you living in fear of something that's not there. And when you come out, it's like, oh, wow, is this what life's about? Wow. And you kind of just move on from there.
Do you feel persecuted? I mean, even in 2017, I mean, do you get looks? Do you get comments?
Society has changed a lot. Yeah. It really has. There are still, if I can say, old school out there. But at the end of the day, I've adopted this attitude that I actually don't really care. To be honest, if you don't accept me the way I am, well, this is who I am. Accept me. If you want to be my mate, if you want to be in my life, whatever the case may be, this is who I am.
And Gail, for you, I mean, advice for a mom or a dad that is just living in denial or not accepting, or even having said, you know what, you can't be a part of this family because of who you choose to love.
Yeah. For me, I want to be part of her life, and I want her to be part of our lives. And, you know, life is too short. It was more hard the 10 years worrying about is she, isn't she? Then it was like, wow, this is amazing. And so I had the family life that I always wanted.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.